We just got back from the American Outback, ready for the dreaded chores with happy hearts. Exactly what a vacation is supposed to do for you. But life is always full of those surprises that are meant to provide an extra helping or two of humble pie. So we woke to find a puddle of water on the downstairs bath floor. After mowing some lawn, I went in the upstairs bath to do the dreaded troubleshooting. I am very, very familiar with the sadistic tendencies of the plumbing gods, and I do not trespass lightly on their turf, not with the scars I could offer up as proof of their capricious cruelty. No, sir, I intended to proceed with utmost caution. The leak, it was determined by my vast experience in matters household hydrologic, was in a recessed cranny up under the pedestal sink where only hobo spiders dared lurk. I tried tightening the nut up in there, but you know, and I did too, that would be far too easy. I sensed a trap, no fool I. Ignoring any obvious warning signs now, I began to disassemble drain pipe, cabinetry, any impediment to providing clearance to that obstinate brass nut. First water inlet valve uncoupled with some considerable effort. The second, the hot water, it wouldn't budge. A bit more force, I deduced, and snapped the half-inch CPVC plastic pipe right off. Hot water shot out in a 5 gallon per minute stream. I reacted with alacrity and stuck a finger in the gaping wound, the Dutch boy dyke stratagem. Only, how long could I wait? The Dutch kid had a town to come and help. I had old age and slow starvation before any help arrived. I pulled the plug, my finger, and raced to the basement shutoff, knowing the water was spewing freely upstairs. Got back up and no let up, just the hot water tank emptying its 40 gallons. I grabbed buckets, I threw down towels, I offered my firstborn to these plumbing gods, I swore, I emptied pail after pail and squeezed towel after sopping towel. When it finished disgorging the tank, I was totally soaked, the bathrooms were swimming pools, the gas hot water heater was heating air. I finally shut off the gas, not sure if this would ruin it without water. As I write this, the pedestal sink sits in the middle of the room while I'm mowing my little park across the island. I'm drinking a beer before the next grassy section along the highway. I've learned these things, plumbing I mean, they take time, lots of time. I'm sure glad to be home, you know, if I decide to return.